Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having an amazing day so far. Today, we are back for another episode in our Consistency 365 series. We all know that consistency matters and it's important, but we struggle with it when life happens, whether that is a bad day, a long day, something throws your schedule or your plan through a loop. We can expect those things to happen. Even though we're frustrated by them at times, we can expect that something will come up regularly, whether it is a change to the schedule or a change in how we feel, and we no longer feel like doing the things we said we would do. We can expect that to happen. It's going to happen. How do we respond to those things? What does it look like to show up and choose consistency, especially when it doesn't feel easy or you don't want to, or both? One thing that has helped me a lot and something that I tap into as a tool very regularly is asking myself who I'm being in this moment. Meaning, am I making this decision as the version of me I want to be, or am I making this decision as the version of me I don't want to be? Last night's perfect example. My husband was at rugby practice, and then he was going over to a friend's house for a bit, so I was solo with the three kids at a time of day that is not the easiest time of day to be solo with three kids under two. And after I got Roman down and the girls were settled a little bit, I thought about having a glass of wine and a snack. I wasn't hungry. I don't turn to wine because I'm thirsty. I just wanted to give myself something enjoyable because I was experiencing so much stress. I was experiencing just, you know, normal stress, nothing crazy, just irritation and overwhelm, overstimulation. So I asked myself, this is a practical tool I used in that moment, who's making this decision? Is this the kind of decision that the version of me I want to be makes? Or is this the kind of decision that the version of me I'm trying to grow out of, choose out of, makes? The person that I want to be, the person that I want to consistently show up as, does not turn to food and alcohol when she is stressed. That is not the go-to. The go-to could be meditation, could be reading a book, could be going to bed early, though that option wasn't on the table at the time. There are so many ways that the me I want to be can respond to those things, including just savoring the moment in all of its challenges and all of its difficulties and not feeling the need to escape from it. But the version of me that says, I need a drink, I just need to eat something, I don't even care, I don't want to be that me. Now, sometimes when I ask that question, my default response is, I don't even care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. But that's not honest and that's not true because I really do care. I care a lot. I don't care isn't the truth. It's just this way that kicks in almost automatically when I don't want to do the work. But I always regret not doing the work. If you want to be consistent, you have to be honest. If you want to be consistent, and we've talked about this so often in this series, you have to slow down your thinking and be more mature. Now, this doesn't happen because you say you want it to happen or because you're aware that it could happen. It is a practice. The number one thing, my poor clients in the consistency course hear me say this all the time, you have to become a better thinker. And a huge part of that is being more honest and less dramatic. So when that voice kicks in, you know, when I ask, who's making this choice? And I hear, I don't even care. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I don't care. That's not the mature me. That's not the rational me. That's not the calm me. And sometimes I just have to wait a few minutes for her to show up. So I'm not going to make the decision right now. I'm going to wait 5 minutes. I'm going to see how I feel in 5 minutes. But who's making the choice? Is it the you don't want to be? The you you're trying to move away from? Or if you were the version of you that you really want to be, what options would you consider? What is on the table? And remember, of course, this series isn't where we talk about all the tools and the resources, but rather kind of what it looks like in practice. You have to practice these things outside of those emotional moments. Practice those things when you're cleaning the kitchen or you're driving the car or you're taking a shower or you're laying in bed at night. Don't just expect that you're only going to practice in those high stakes emotional moments and it's going to work. You want to be practicing outside of those moments. But a tool that really helps me is, who am I being in this moment? Am I making this decision as the version of me I want to be or as the version of me I want to move away from? I'm going to put a link in the show description for some additional resources, our free training series, the consistency course, in case you feel like you want more support, more coaching, more accountability in these areas. Otherwise, we'll see you again tomorrow. Take care.